Hello.
Hello, my name is Kyra. So you'll call back from customer support. How can I help you today?
I am expecting a refund from you guys that has not come into my bank. And I checked with the bank, and I need to see if y'all have sent the refund.
Hey, what's your zip code, please, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
What's your zip code, please, ma'am?
76542.
What's your first and last name?
Worley, Worley.
Your last name?
Worley, Worley.
Your first name?
Rosalie.
Okay, for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address, please?
The address, well, it could be one of two because I've moved, but the address you probably have is, what was the address? It's Tyrell. 7806 Tyrell Drive, Killeen, Texas. If you don't have that one, it's going to be 6009 Flat Slate Drive, Killeen, Texas.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please.
Sure. Let's see what they say. They called back the other day. I hit my do not disturb on. And her took it off. Yeah, now the fight's going to begin. Because the bank will get it, but I'll have to go back and find it in my statements. Yeah, I get it. You don't want to do that.
Because of that, like, if you've got it set up, you're going to see.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah, I know.
Not so much this.
Yeah, but somebody that's paying for one, I wouldn't use it. Use it for somebody, like if you're making one for Tyler with his school initials on it or something.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I just need to spend $15 a book.
Is that what they're costing?
Yeah.
Because then you got to up your price.
Well, I can't now.
No, not on these, yeah. I can look around while I'm there if I go early and see if I can find anything and call you.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's anything as long as it's... So $8 or anything under 10 maybe?
Yeah, $10 or less would be wonderful.
Yes, yeah. I'm still here. Give me one moment, please, okay?
Thank you. Oh, that's all I got. I should get a piece of paper. No, I didn't know this. Jesse was teaching math to Grayson last night?
Yes.
I saw them doing something and I just left. I didn't say anything.
Well, Grayson had his math DUA yesterday.
Uh huh.
He said, well, what's the hardest question on there? And he told him, he was like, well, what was the answer? He goes, hold on. And so Grayson's doing it in his head. It takes him a minute. So he got the right answer.
Good.
And he said, show me how you're doing that. So Grayson showed it. He did right. He was like, oh, okay. He goes, this is how I do it. And he showed it. And he was like, okay. He goes, yeah, that's cool. And he goes, so what? And he started throwing out numbers. And it was just 2 digits minus 2 digits. But you need the top right number, the top number, to be less than the bottom number to have the carry.
Oh, they're learning that now.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing to me. Because
yeah.
I can't do that kind of stuff in my head. Yeah. Oh, I can too, but it's... Yeah, me too.
And Jesse doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see.
Working on math problems, and then they started working on multiplication.
Yeah, that's...
He said, what's 8 times 8? And Grayson was figuring it out and counting it out. He was smart enough to know that 8 times 8 is the same thing as 8 plus 8 plus 8.
Yeah, right, right.
All the way down. And
I'm still here, Mel, because all my supervisor, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
So So they took me like an hour last night just working math problems.
I can see Grayson's handwriting and Jesse's. I can see where Jesse was trying to show him 12 times 12. Well, yeah, Grayson still writes a lot bigger. He was showing him how to get 12 times 12. Yeah, because he and I did some of this at Flucker's a couple weeks ago when he was asking me. He wanted to quiz me, and I went, I'll quiz you. And when we got to, that's why I said I wanted to get him some flashcards, because he was interested in the multiplying, but I think we were just doing three times something, and I'm like, honey, it's the same number, but you have to add it three times, like 8 plus 8 plus 8. But that's the long, I mean, in my head, that would take me a long time to do it, you know? Yeah. Anything. You have to know how to multiply first.
But he does.
Well, he's getting there. Mhm. Yeah, because he has an amazing ability to see in his head.
Yes, he does.
I always hated the way I was taught. We were shown like diagrams of the different numbers. Like 5 is like 4 dots with 1 in the middle, things like that. And so I think it slowed me down because I always had to stop and think about those diagrams. Memorization and math is great in things like your times tables because I think it helps you go faster. But Grayson sat here and did it. He didn't get frustrated.
No, he was interested.
That's great. Because I can see he wrote 4 by 4 is 16 on here. He wrote 12 by 12, and then Jesse took over and showed him how to do it.
You know that 4 times 4 trick that Jesse taught him? A 4 by 4, like a CMG is, or a car or whatever,
mm-hmm.
is 16, how old you have to be to drive.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Oh, really? What'd she say?
She was like, I can't wait to remember it. I'm like, that's remember because that's how Jesse remembers. You're like, it works. It's true. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work for all of it.
I was impressed when he first came home and told me about negative numbers. I was just impressed they'd already taught them negative numbers. Jesse's taught him how to put a 0 as a placeholder. That's what he's done. I've seen that. I never did it that way. I didn't need to, but I see why he did it. I'm going to try and make her give me the date. If they won't change the card, I'm going to try and make her give me the date. I bet you they haven't even sent it.
You need to sign up for TFIA too.
What's that?
And
she definitely needs the SAT. SATs can get you into college even if your grades suck. Kids don't put a lot of emphasis on it like they should. 28, so I got plenty of time.
Are you expecting packages today?
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding, ma'am. I was consulting my supervisor about the refund, ma'am. I do see who you did call in on November 23rd, basically asking for a refund, ma'am. And they have processed a refund, but I did say to her also, you have consulted with your bank. They don't see the refund on their end. So she did advise me to basically escalate the refund issue with sending an e-check to your email. So you basically have to, with the e-check, ma'am, you basically receive the e-check to your email. And once you receive the e-check, you'll go to your bank and basically print the check off, ma'am, and let them cash the check for you.
Ma'am, my bank is online. I cannot go to my bank.
Your bank is online?
Yes.
Okay. Let me advise her that.
So y'all haven't sent the refund?
They have sent the refund, ma'am, but you stated you have not received it. That's why she stated escalate the refund issue to each head, but you stated your bank is online only.
Yeah, I can't do that. I tell you what, let me give you, let me see, how's the best way to do this? Let me give you a different debit card to put it on.
Okay, give me one moment, please. One moment. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just advising my supervisor, ma'am, that your bank is online, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. She's trying to basically figure out how would she add the debit card information to the account, ma'am. Just give me one moment, please, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for being so patient with me today.
Thank you for working for it.
You're welcome, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
No, it's a hassle. What's more? Thank you.
But sure.
I'm trying to figure out how to send it to a different debit card now.
Yeah. I wanted to send an e-check in my email. And then I take it to the bank and they scan it and deposit it. And I'm like, no, can't do that. It's all online.
You can.
There isn't a USAA thing here.
You could print that, then you can
do
that.
Now we'll see what they come back with. I'd rather than do what they're supposed to do. Does she have to have physics or just a science? See, that was my problem. My mom talked me into chemistry, and I hated it. And I really struggled. And I always wished I'd just taken a basic science. Can she take something like that?
Yes, she can take either environmental or aquatic for the second half of this year. And then next year, she wants to take further science.
Which would be good if she's going to be a lawyer. It's good to understand that kind of stuff. Well, if they'll let her change and still give her the credit for a half a semester of physics or one semester of physics,
so
half a year.
She just had to have, she had to have the full credit of biology, chemistry, and I guess that's it, full credit of biology and chemistry. And even chemistry, you could do half a year of chemistry and half a year of IPC.
Which
but with physics, you just have to have a full year of biology because I have kids that didn't take chemistry because they didn't do so hot in biology, so they did IPC. And then moved on and went to either chemistry or aquatics or whatever. But yeah, she can do half and half, but it's half a credit of one class and half a credit of another. It's still a full credit.
Okay. As long as they don't, you know, KISD, they're good for screwing things up.
But then she doesn't, she'll be okay with that. And then.
But she just needs